Welcome back to Horizons. Martin O'Mahony, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much, David.
Martin, you are the local coordinator for the communal First Saturday's devotions here in Tralee. And where are the communal First Saturday devotions held in Tralee? And are there any other parishes in Kerry where the devotions are up and running already?
Yes, David. Since March of 2025, we are based in Tralee in St. Anne's Chapel in the local Holy Cross Dominican Church here in Tralee. So we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Father David, the prior, and his community, Father Declan, Father Louis and Father Gus for facilitating us and allowing us to use St. Anne's Chapel as a permanent centre for our communal First Saturdays. Now it starts at 9:45 a.m. but I always try to encourage people to be there by 9:30 so that we can start on time.
Right.
I'm only one of five local coordinators. The main coordinator for all of County Kerry is a great woman called Kate Whelan. Kate is like a force of nature. She's wonderful. She epitomises the saying that if you want something done, you ask a busy person. She's powerful. So she has done stellar work in setting up the communal First Saturday devotions in Killarney, Waterville, in Kenmare, Listowel.
Oh, very good. So, Martin, the Venerable Sister Lucia lived to the ripe old age of 97. What other words of wisdom has she given us?
Yes, Sister Lucia, I believe, was granted such a long life. She lived to be up to 97, to promote the message of Fatima, but also to spread devotion to Mary's Immaculate Heart by the practice of the five First Saturdays. Of course, we shouldn't stop with just five First Saturdays. We should try and continue to practice it each month as best we can to do our own small part in fulfilling Heaven's peace plan. Now, in answer to your question, she once said, "War and peace in the world very much depend on the celebration of this devotion and the consecration to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, which are connected to it. I therefore wish for this devotion to be spread and much more because it is the will of our good Lord and our beloved Heavenly Mother." She also said, "God is giving two last remedies to our world, the Holy Rosary and devotion to Mary's Immaculate Heart, that there will be no other remedies." Again, she also said, "The Blessed Virgin has given a new efficacy to the praying of the Holy Rosary to such an extent that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether it be temporal or spiritual, which cannot be solved by the Rosary." Now, Sister Lucia initially started off as a Dorotean sister. She then moved on to join a more contemplative order, the Carmelites, based in Coimbra in Portugal. She was once asked by two Carmelite priests, "Is there any connection between the brown scapular and Fatima?" And she gave a lovely answer. She said, "Yes, the brown scapular and the Rosary are inseparable." So you can see it there, how they're linked.
Do you have both here? Yeah.
"The brown scapular, for instance, places us under the special protection of Our Lady, especially against evil and at the time of our death." And David, just to reiterate about the brown scapular, it's not a good luck charm. It's not something that you buy from back up the road there to Keller's and buy one. No, you just don't put it around your neck and you're guaranteed salvation. No, you need to be enrolled through a series of special prayers which only a priest or a deacon can perform. And obviously you need to live your life in a state of grace as best you can. But she promised great, great benefits to the salvation of our soul if we wear the brown scapular and faithful to our Holy Rosary.
Martin, I know Carlo Acutis got to visit Fatima with his family about a year before he died. To your knowledge, is there any connection between Carlo, the first millennial saint, and the First Saturday devotions?
Yes, David, there is. Carlo's mother, Antonia, gave an interview to an Italian newspaper in the lead up to his canonization. And she spoke about how, as a family, they'd visited Fatima just about a year before he died. While there in Fatima, Carlo had a mystical vision of the three shepherd children and Our Blessed Lady. Our Blessed Lady placed her own Immaculate Heart into his chest, signs that he was tasked with spreading the first Saturday devotion, but also as a sign of his own spiritual union with her. Lucia also spoke to Carlo and told him that the first Saturday devotion was crucial for the world's destiny. That's the connection with Carlo and Fatima, which a lot of people don't know about.
That's fascinating. What is the relevance of living this devotion today?
So the message of Fatima and the first Saturday devotion has huge significance for today because it's both simple and profound. It's a way to honour and console Mary's Immaculate Heart. So as I mentioned, as part of the practices for the first Saturday devotion, it involves making a sincere confession and receiving Holy Communion in a state of grace. So this devotion alone leads us to our own personal conversion. I'm always very much reminded here about St. John Bosco's dream about a ship sailing through a stormy sea, guided only by two pillars. On top of the first pillar was the Eucharist in the form of a host. The other was a statue of our Blessed Virgin Mary. Of course, in this dream, the ship represents our Catholic Church navigating the tumultuous sea of the centuries. The sea represents, obviously, the world, filled with its many challenges, confusion, and hostility, very often, to our Christian faith. So the two pillars, the pillar with the Eucharist, symbolizes the centrality of the Eucharist as the source of our salvation, whereas the pillar with the Virgin Mary very much represents the role of Mary under her titles as help of Christians and our most powerful intercessor. Remember, David, in all the apparitions, whether it be Fatima, Lourdes, throughout the centuries, Our Lady never points to herself. She always points to Jesus.
Very well said. Martin, where can people find out more information about the Communal First Saturdays? Are there any special events coming up to celebrate the 100-year anniversary?
There is indeed. If you want to learn more, just go online to communalfirstsaturdays.org. Now, since March 2023, Katrina Layden, who is president and co-founder of the Communal First Saturdays, has presented over 130 podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the title of these podcasts is Fatima and the First Saturdays. If you want to listen back to these podcasts, just go to Radio Maria USA. Not Ireland, no. Radio Maria USA.
Okay.
And if you want to listen to them live each week at 5 p.m. and as a live broadcast. Now, Father John McCarthy has produced a series of podcasts. So just go to the podcast page, click on those, and he does a series of talks about Fatima. I think there's about two more left in the lead up to the anniversary, the 100-year anniversary. So people may want to listen to those in advance. To mark the 100-year anniversary of the apparition of the child Jesus and our Blessed Mother to Sister Lucia in Pontevedra, Spain, there will be a special conference in Knock on the first of Saturday, December the 6th. All are welcome. So this 100-year anniversary is a moment of huge spiritual significance for renewing and spreading this most wonderful devotion. I could talk all day about it.
I see you've got a lot of enthusiasm for it.
You just need to come along. Our Lady wants doers, not talkers. Come along, set your alarm clock for earlier in the morning. Don't sleep on, offer it up. Come along, wherever your parish happens to be, throughout Kerry. Go along, attend the devotion, and you can feel Our Lady there among you. And most important of all, we're fulfilling our own little part in Heaven's peace plan. Ave Maria.
It sounds like a fantastic day, Martin. It sounds great. And I can see the joy in your face about it. It's very illustrative of the kind of day it is. Martin O'Mahony, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you very much, David. God bless.
God bless. Oh, no. Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. And just a thought for the coming week is by Francis Rowland on the theme of Advent. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.